Podcasting live at the time we recorded it. From the studios in downtown Gulfport, Florida, it's WGAB, The Gabcast.
Welcome back to WGAB, The Gabcast, a Gabber newspaper production. I'm Cameron Healy. I'm the assistant editor of The Gabber newspaper, and I'm with...
Patrick Heinzen. I'm the news and topics reporter. And once again, we are without Kathy here, so it's going to be as unhinged as last week, hopefully.
Kathy can't monitor us. Okay, anyways, today we have a couple fun things. I think honestly this week we have only good stuff to talk about. There's nothing sad or frustrating. It's all good. This week we're going to talk about a St. Pete High teacher and her artwork at a fest or at an exhibit. It was an exhibit, right?
It was like an exhibition, yeah.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk about some markets to check out this weekend, and then we're going to discuss our new, if you haven't noticed, new Gab section. All right, Pat, tell us more about the St. Pete High teacher.
Well, I got the chance to speak with Rachel Coral. I hope I'm pronouncing the name right. She's an art and photography teacher at St. Pete High. Mm-hmm. And she got accepted into the Embracing Our Differences art show in St. Pete in Sarasota. Mm-hmm. And awesome as it is, but it's really cool when you factor into the fact that there were over 16,000 people that applied for this.
Yeah, that is across a crazy amount.
125 countries and 44 states.
So oh, wow.
She was one of 50 that was selected. And when I spoke with her, she really wasn't, when she applied for it, she wasn't expecting to get in. Mm-hmm. It was more of a trying to inspire her students to apply for the same program.
Yeah.
She told me that she spoke with her senior class and she said, if you guys apply, I'll apply.
Yeah.
So a couple of them applied and one of her students was actually selected as an honorable mention.
Nice.
Got to present
That's
their
so
work.
Cool.
But her work called Writing on the Wall mm-hmm. was inspired by her students and high school in general.
Yeah.
It's a series of photographs that are edited together. It's five students standing. You only see them from the neck down.
Yeah.
And they're dressed in different outfits that kind of fit with stereotypes, whether it be like jock, cheerleader, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And the background is a high school bathroom. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of little kind of graffiti spots that have a different positive message written in the graffiti spot. And going down the drain of the bathroom is a bunch of different negative words and things that are said by high schoolers to high schoolers, mm-hmm. you know? And it's interesting, there were five students that she used.
Yeah.
She photographed over 50.
How did she even get students to be involved in her project?
Well, she just kind of, they were her art students already, and she said she wants to do something that has to do with what they're going through and kind of...
She was like, hey guys, I have this project.
Yeah, and it was interesting.
You guys inspired me.
Her students actually were like a part of the drafting process.
Nice.
And she would bring them what she had and they would critique it and say, give ideas. And she mm-hmm. said it was interesting because they're always discussing their work. The students, like that's all they do is discuss the students' work.
Yeah.
Now they're discussing her work.
You never critique a teacher's work.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's just like not what happens. So for them to do that, that's kind of fun.
And she also, she works mainly, she paints mainly. She's, that's her biggest thing. She likes to paint. But since she's a teacher and she had about 3 weeks to get this done, she didn't really have time to sit down and paint a whole piece. So she said, I'm just going to work in Photoshop. And she photoshopped she took the photos and then used Photoshop to kind of put it all together.
Yeah.
And all the positive messages are written, handwritten by the students on like note cards.
That's so cute. I love that.
And she scanned them so that it was like their handwriting, kind mm-hmm. of a tribute to kids using graffiti to kind of express themselves, especially in high school. I thought it was really cool to just be like highlighting all the highs and lows of what it means to be in high school.
Yeah, of course. I mean... It's honestly that kind of message that schools will always see is that, like, bullying's not okay. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And then just, like, stereotyping people's not okay, too. So, like, seeing the picture was, like, all of these things going down the drain, all the negativity, only spreading positivity. Like, that's such a nice thing to have from a teacher.
Yeah. She was very young. She is very young. Not was very young. She is very young.
She's
And she really wasn't expecting this to go anywhere or to be a thing. She just, it was just something that she wanted to do for her students.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned into her talking about how she was inspired by her students and succeeded.
Yeah.
And now she wants her students to see that and say, we got her to do this thing and she succeeded in doing it. Maybe she can do the same for us.
Yeah. You know? It's kind of like lending a hand can also help others succeed. Also, it's just like cool to see like somebody that you might look up to and be like, oh, they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I could too. Even having like another classmate get that like honorable mention is pretty cool. So
yeah, it was one of 50 people, and that's a big deal to her students. To her, she said that it was hard to grasp at first, but when she brought it to the students that were involved in the project, they were super happy for her.
Yeah,
and it was very exciting. And I mean, I remember being in college, and my professor would tell me something about, oh, they published a book or something, and mm-hmm. it's like, oh, that's really cool. Like, that feels good to be. To see somebody succeed, even mm-hmm. When you think of a teacher, you think of, like, they are giving you their knowledge from all their success.
Yeah.
But when you're watching them succeed in front of you,
it's... Yeah, like, their story is still being told, and you're watching it happen.
It's really interesting, and she was just so grateful for all the students. And the exhibition itself is really cool, because people can vote. There's best in show for adult, best in show for student. The winners get $2,000, and it's a big kind of billboard piece.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the showing in Pointer Park in St. Pete is taken down already.
Yeah.
But the art is still being shown in Bayfront Park in Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. Overall, it's just a really cool project that she was able to put together, considering all of the circumstances. She said that it was interesting to... When you're a creative person and a teacher, and you're teaching about your medium of creation, you get to teach about like something that you truly love or you're passionate about. Like,
oh, yeah.
Being an art teacher, being a photography teacher, that's something that she not only loves to teach, but she loves to do.
Mm-hmm.
And even though teaching takes up most of her time, she said this is her first kind of successfully completed work mm-hmm. in over a year. It still is there with you, and being able to teach something that you love maintains that love in your heart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that her students take something away from it, and also her students feel connected, especially to the positive messages that they wrote down to put on the wall.
Yeah.
They
definitely had a significant part in her work.
Her students, that's what she said is, she said, she took the photos and she photoshopped it, but her students were the ones who, like, did it, you know?
Right.
She said that they would come in dressed up, ready to go, and they were all over the project. So it's really awesome, and I think it's inspiring not just to her and her students, but to everybody, that sometimes you just got to put yourself out there mm-hmm. and say, I'll find a reason to do something that I love, you know?
Yeah.
If you can find a reason to do something that you love, then you can always continue to do that and maybe see success
mm-hmm.
and... If you don't, you can still enjoy what you're doing, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can do whatever your little heart desires, guys, just so you know.
Yeah, and my little heart desires to shop this weekend.
Mine too. I'm always, always wanting to shop.
So if you could tell me a little bit about some cool shopping opportunities in the near future in the area, I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, so our things to do events list usually has anything for everybody, but I want to, you know, talk more about the markets that are happening. But we also discussed this week for business that the St. Pete Pier Marketplace changed their hours for the spring and summer market. Mm. If you have been, it's literally like these like vendor booths just like while you're walking. So it's just they changed the hours for that. So now from now until May 31st, Thursday through Sunday, The marketplace will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., but for the summer, it'll be June 1st to August 31st, Friday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. Hmm. So there's a lot of, like, I want to say St. Pete or Florida-based vendors there.
Like, every time I've been there, it's been closed, but I only go I only go down the pier at night on weekdays.
Yeah, I wish they had like a little night market going on for that, because that'd be so fun to just like look at everything. But there's a lot of cute stuff, just like art, plants, food, and just like little home decor things. Like, have you heard of golf planks?
I don't think so.
It's like the cutest little, like, they make these planks that you'd put on your wall, and they'll be like Florida inspired things. Like, they make stuff, I think they sell maybe at the Gulfport Bazaar, don't know exactly, but you can also find them on Etsy. That's how I found them, and then I was like, oh, every time I've seen them in person, I'm like, oh yeah, I know who they are. But they're really cute, so they sell at the marketplace.
Cool.
But next thing I want to talk about is Vintage Marché. I love this place. It's so cutie. They're only open the first weekend of every month. And what it is the like largest vintage market, I want to say, in Tampa Bay. But it's like a bunch of vendors. They have their own little sections, and they spend the whole month. All of these people that work there spend the whole month curating, collecting a bunch of like art, furniture, decor.
Can I get my shoes there?
Get your shoes there?
You know how we were shopping for shoes?
No. This is more of like a, if you want actual like retro vintage things that are like a little bit, you know,
we should talk
before 2000s. No, we should I saw Kathy at Vintage Marché, guys. She she was there, and but yeah, me and my boyfriend go every month, so I suggest going there. They have first dibs Fridays, which you do have to pay to go in, but you just pay $5 online, or you can pay $10 at the door. Yeah, and it's huge. You're in there for a minute, and I just love looking at all the, there's so many trinkets. You have to like actually like stand and look around, because they have like little things on shelves. Everything is, I want to say everything in there you can buy. So definitely
where is it?
It's on 34th Street.
Oh, okay.
It's cool. Right next to Aldi. So definitely check that out. It's really cool. And I suggest going on Sundays, because on Saturday, they're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Saturdays and Sundays are, free to go in. So Saturday go 9 to 6, and then Sundays are 9 to 5. But I went on a Saturday, and the line was so long. Like, holy crap. I am not waiting in line. I'm not that person. So don't wait in line. Go on Sunday.
I'll make Nancy go with me, because I kind of want to go.
It's really cool. I've bought like a mirror from there. Chris likes to look, my boyfriend, he likes to look through like the old sports magazines or like sports memorabilia. And then they have a bunch of clothes. So like, I've definitely looked through those racks and stuff. And then I like looking at the mugs and all like the child collector's items, I guess. Yeah. Like, I bought a vase with Garfield on it, which Kathy will love, and it was so cute. And he's like holding flowers. Oh, it's adorable. But yeah, so definitely Vintage Marché is a go-to. And then I also have Creative Clay has their first art, or their Friday art market, every first Friday of the month, which is April 5th. So they have a little thing where all of their students and member artists display all of their paintings, greeting cards, and then they have handmade ceramics, which is really cool that they like sell, and everything is benefiting the organization, which is a nonprofit. So that is really cool to check out. And then they also have they have karaoke, which is so fun. And then they always have live music from somebody around the area. So this month they have Deb Ruby, and then they always have a local food truck there. So this month they have CJ Traveling Pizzeria. My last one that I really want you guys to go to, which I always suggest everybody to go to, is Indie Flea. They've changed locations within the past like 2 years. So it used to be under this bridge downtown off of Central. Now they're at the fairgrounds, St. Pete. So Indie Flea is on Sundays every first Sunday of the month. So this month is April 7th. Have you been to Indie Flea?
I have not. No.
It's huge, dude. It's so big. It's like so hard to get to be a vendor there. You have to get on a wait list. Like, it's so crazy. Everybody wants to be there. And there's so many people there. My suggestion, guys, is to go right before noon, because that's when it starts. It starts at noon, but most vendors are already putting their tents up, booths, having all their displays up. So you can, like, shop before then, because once it hits noon, oh, brother, you are going to have the hardest time shopping. I'm not kidding, because it's huge. There's vendors outside, inside, and then they also have an art gallery inside, and then that's where they have Daddy Cool Records in there.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And whatever that... What's that art gallery in there that's like all like trippy? Whatever. They have an art gallery in there that's super trippy and cool.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, it's on Sunday. And
that's why I don't go.
I would.
Nancy works on Sunday and I can't go anywhere without Nancy.
Oh, well, me and my boyfriend go. So it's super fun. And I really like vintage shopping, just like clothing wise, and then also trinkets and decor and stuff. So anything in that realm of just like streetwear, and then just anything that's Y2K vibe, I guess, if you know what that means.
2000 become vintage.
Because it is, dude. What? I don't know. They have a bunch of vendors there that I really like. I just really suggest going because it's all people that are Florida-based or Tampa Bay or just St. Pete vendors, and then they have a bunch of food trucks, and they have there was this like RV, I think, with like adoptable cats, and you could just like go in there and play with cats, and it was like, I wish I did it, but there was a long line. I'm impatient. I can't go. I can't wait in line. That is crazy. Yeah, I definitely suggest going to Indie Flea. It's one of my favorite markets. Really wish you could go.
I like markets. I never buy anything other than food.
Yeah. I'm like the opposite. I don't really buy food at markets. I like to shop for clothes.
I love food trucks.
I'm addicted. I'm addicted.
If I could get shoes.
I got this at a market. Everything I'm wearing is thrifted. Except my shoes. My boyfriend bought me these. And then he bought me a blue pair.
So, Cam, what...
Okay, so anyways...
What else is going on in the paper this week?
Guys, if you haven't noticed, our Gap section is so different.
Yeah, y'all will probably all be happy that we're not walking
harassing
around...
harassing you, not actually...
coming up to you on the street and asking
yeah,
you questions.
So we're not doing the whole Billy on the street anymore. We're doing, like, online polls. You know, a lot of people were saying... no thank you to getting their photos taken or answering any questions without
people
their name
like
attached to it.
When
so,
you say, yeah, do you want to be in the newspaper? They're like, oh, and then which newspaper? Oh, the Gabber. Oh.
They're like, no.
Never mind.
I actually had somebody do that when I asked. I used to do the Gabs every week, and I would walk up to people and say, hey, like, do you want to answer a fun question for the Gabber newspaper? I had one person tell me, no. There's a lot of controversy with you guys, and I do not want my name attached to it. I was like, whoa. All I was asking if what's your favorite Christmas movie? I was like really thrown off. But like, I get it. Like, if you feel that way, you feel that way. But just tell me your favorite movie was Home Alone. It's okay. Like you're not going to get doxxed for saying that. Anyways, back to what we're doing now. So if you go onto our website, thegabber.com, there is, if you scroll down, we have our Gab section, which is now a poll. So every week we have a question with four answers, and you just click it and say which one you want. So last week we had, how do you celebrate Easter? Our four answers were, I don't celebrate Easter. Go to church, have a meal with family, and participate in an Easter egg hunt. So the most votes we got were 44% of voters said, I don't celebrate Easter. That works. That was the top one of last week's poll. So this week, go on to the Gabber and answer, how do you feel about April Fool's Day? Ready? These are the answers. I love it. I hate it. I don't care about it. And it should be a federal holiday.
And what did you say?
I voted it should be a federal holiday. I'm on another day off. Give me my Monday off. I shouldn't have worked yesterday. April Fools, I worked.
So. I hate April Fools because it's gotten to the point where, like, it's not even, like, a funny prank. It's, like, somebody will, like, tell you that they're going through, like, the worst thing possible. And you have no choice other than to be sympathetic. They're like, ah! And I'm calling you out directly, Nancy. My girlfriend called me last night at, like, 11 at night right before I fell asleep. Told me she had to go to the hospital. She sliced open her finger. Couldn't go back to sleep.
April Fools!
April Fools!
My finger's still there. Like, okay, Nancy, that's crazy. I had a friend tell me that he had a full-blown, like, child. And that he, like, like, he was like, yeah, I've never told you this, but, like, I have a 3-year-old daughter. And, like, sent me a video of this kid that he had, like... Like, it was, like, his niece or somebody, like, but I didn't know. And he had told me that. And I was, like, trying not to judge. We're, like, by the way, I'm 20. I'm going to be 24 soon. So I'm about 23 years old when this happened. So I was, like, trying not to judge. Oh, you did something at a young age. He joked the whole time. The whole day was, like, yeah, baby mama won't let me talk to her. Oh, what? It's like I haven't seen her in 3 years.
If you have some interesting April Fool stories, email it to us. And maybe if it's good enough, we'll put it in our letters to the
please,
editor.
Because
we would love
do.
To hear some great April Fool stories.
And make
stories.
It real. Make it
yeah,
real.
Yeah,
don't lie to us. I don't like a liar. Your pants will be on fire. Do you not want to have pants anymore? No. You want pants. Send us your best April Fool's joke. And it has to be real. And it might end up in the Gabs. Or, I mean, the Gabber newspaper.
If it's good enough.
If it's good
and
enough.
Legal.
We're gonna be the judges of that. Anyways, thanks so much for listening, watching, and reading all of our content this week. Mm-hmm. Definitely look into really cool art and markets. And Avi, use the Gabs. Go to the poll. Go on our website, the Gabber newspaper. I mean, thegabber.com. And
hopefully Kathy will be back next week and we can have a real podcast.
This has been fake the whole time.
April Fools.
Yeah, so Kathy, please come home. Kathy, come home.
Thank you for watching the Gabcast, a Gabber newspaper production. We'll see you next week.
Bye.